Before the rush takes over, start your Christmas journey with Premier's Advent Moments interactive calendar. Open each door and step into the unfolding story of Jesus with daily challenges rooted in kindness and a verse that brings you closer to Bethlehem. You'll also receive short emails of encouragement to help you stay centered through Advent. Sign up at premier.org.uk/advent2025. Brought to you by Sat7 UK.
Welcome to Be Still and Know. I'm Jonathan Edwards, and this is our opportunity to hear what God is saying to us today. Romans chapter 12, verses 17 and 18. Never pay back evil with more evil. Do things in such a way that everyone can see you are honourable. Do all that you can to live in peace with everyone. The Christian life involves a complete rewiring of the way we think and live. It involves a total revolution in our lives, because when someone does something evil to us, the natural reaction is to retaliate. Everything in us makes us want to hit back. We want justice. We don't want our attacker to think that they can get away with it. Jesus' way is different. He calls us never to take revenge, but to leave that to God. Our job is to feed our enemies when they're hungry and to give them a drink when they're thirsty. We're to go out of our way to bless them and to help them, and that's tough. That's not the way we are naturally inclined to act, but it is the way of Christ, and it is the way of peace. Paul wasn't unrealistic. His life brought him into conflict with many people, and he had no illusions that his teaching would be easy to live out. He was as aware as anyone that Christianity was out of step with Roman society, and that as Christians lived out their daily lives, they would face challenges and difficulties. However, he urged his readers to do everything within their power to live at peace with other people. When attacked, they had to do everything they could to restore peace. But when peace couldn't be achieved, they needed to pray for those who were attacking them and to act honourably. None of this is easy. But it's important to be aware that Paul was addressing this teaching to a community of Christian people. He knew that they would need one another's strength, encouragement, and prayers. We're never invited to follow Christ as heroic individuals, but as part of the body of Christ, within which we are surrounded by Christian brothers and sisters who will love us and stand with us amidst all the challenges of life. So let me ask you a question. In what situations are you bringing the gift of peace at this time? And now let's pray together. Loving God, help us to bring your peace to those with whom we live and work today. Amen. Well, I'm so glad you've joined me today. I encourage you to join me every day for Be Still and Know here on Premier. Or you might like to join the thousands of people who listen to this on podcast, which is, of course, available at any time. Well, I hope you have a great day today. God bless you.
Before the rush takes over, start your Christmas journey with Premier's Advent Moments interactive calendar. Open each door and step into the unfolding story of Jesus with daily challenges rooted in kindness and a verse that brings you closer to Bethlehem. You'll also receive short emails of encouragement to help you stay centered through Advent. Sign up at premier.org.uk/advent2025. Brought to you by Sat7 UK.